May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please have a seat. For what it's worth, I think that the Revised Common Lectionary gets it right tonight. The lectionary gets it right when it assigns the lessons and the psalm that we have heard and that we sang. Those lessons and that psalm gave us the opportunity to contemplate the truth of our worship tonight. They are central scriptural witnesses to the core Christian doctrines that shape and are shaped by our Holy Thursday liturgy. I'll take a few moments to summarize those teachings, and then we'll continue together with our liturgy. First of all, tonight we commemorate our Lord's entry into His Paschal victory. Tonight we begin our corporate realization of the fact that Jesus did more than live a good life and provide us an example so that we might live good lives. Jesus entered into and carried out His own personal Passover. During this week, we are in the process of commemorating Christ's personal Passover. Jesus did His own passing over this week. What does that mean? Well, the Old Testament lesson that Christy just read for us a moment ago, I think it helps us grasp what it means to say that Jesus had His own personal Passover. That Old Testament lesson helps us grasp the significance and the implications of the fact that Jesus carried out His Passover. They do that, or it does that, by informing us of the original Passover. How our Hebrew predecessors instituted the Passover as their own liturgical practice, and what it meant to them. We heard the account of how the children of Israel ritualized and sacralized their liberation from bondage in Egypt. The Old Testament lesson tonight provides for us the cultural and liturgical context that we need to make sense of Jesus' actions, the actions that He began on the last Thursday night of His earthly life. On that Thursday evening, just before He was crucified, Jesus was having His Passover rooted in the ancient Hebrew Passover. That helps us grasp the truth of tonight. Jesus began and completed His own existential version of what His people had begun and completed as their liberation from bondage. And what they commemorate, or they did commemorate, ever after in their annual festival of the Passover. We come to understand Jesus' Passover by contemplating Israel's Passover. Both Passovers required sacrifice, bloodshed. Both were the means of passage from bondage to freedom, from death to life. And both Passovers made salvation available to others who came afterwards. Exodus chapter 12 effectively grounds and rightly guides our contemplation, our fuller understanding of and entry into Maundy Thursday. Second, on the night before He died for us, the night that turned out to be the first Holy Thursday, our Lord Jesus took bread and wine and He thanked God for them. Then He gave them to His friends and said, "Consume these. These are my body and blood given for you. During that final meal together, Jesus linked his own coming death with God's constant, faithful will to save. Tonight, Sarah read what might be the first commentary on that linkage that Jesus made at the Last Supper. On the very first Maundy Thursday evening, Jesus instituted what has become our Eucharistic meal. He told his friends to celebrate it, remembering him, and that by doing so, they would proclaim his sacrificial death until he comes again. The church's sacrificial remembrance meal was born on that Holy Thursday long ago, a meal that is much more than that, but it's certainly no less than that. Last, according to the gospel lesson tonight that I read, Jesus stood up in the middle of that meal, tied a towel around his waist, and then washed his friends' feet. It was an outrageous thing for him to do, their master acting like a servant. By washing their feet, Jesus demonstrated yet again what true humility looks like. He modeled the very heart of his life message for those around the table with him, what he'd been trying to teach them for years. And then after he washed their feet, he explained to them the meaning of what he had just done. Jesus always did that, right? A holy action followed by an explanation of that holy action. Experience, then exposition. Life, and then lesson. That's the Jesus way. He started with a question. Do you guys understand what I just did? Do you get it? You call me master, and you're right to do that because that's what I am. But if I'm the master and you're the disciples, and yet just now I humbled myself and washed your feet, shouldn't you also do the same thing for each other? Shouldn't you, as my students, do what I do, even though it's totally contrary to what teachers usually do with their students? And then to make sure that his students learned the lesson, Jesus, their master, gave them a new commandment. And that's why we call tonight Maundy Thursday, right? Maundy is an old word related to the word mandate. Jesus gave his friends and disciples a new mandate based on what he had just modeled for them as servant humility. He told them, love one another. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. So here's a final reminder, and then we'll continue with our worship. I said it earlier, the lessons of our liturgy tonight, assigned by the Revised Common Lectionary, help us to grasp the significance and the implications of Jesus' own personal Passover. But our understanding of his Passover is not the whole story. Understanding is never the whole story. The lessons this evening help us to understand Jesus' death. They remind us how he instituted our sacrificial memorial Eucharistic meal. And they contain his example of humility and his new commandment that we love one another. But all of this grasping and remembering and modeling that we hear about tonight, and all of the understanding and celebrating and humble loving of each other that we do ourselves here tonight, all of it constitutes only a part of what is happening tonight. Tonight we are not merely remembering and celebrating Jesus' entry into his own Passover. We are actively entering with him into that victory. That's what's going on tonight. Through this Maundy Thursday liturgy, with its lessons and its meal and its foot washing, we who make up the body of Christ are entering with Him into His victory. That's how we do it, liturgically, together, here in this place. We hear about it. We gather around and partake. We kneel and wash each other's feet as a demonstration of our love. And then we'll leave this place and exercise obedience to the new commandment when we go out and love others. Perhaps a better way to say it is that everything we are doing here tonight is a means to an end. And the end is joining our Lord in His passage from death to life for the life of the world. And that joining that we do, our joining with our Lord in His victory, is our salvation. Amen.